Okay, it is 6:30 on Tuesday, January 5th. In the absence of the village president, I will call the meeting to order. Are there any nominations for a temporary chair?
I nominate Jim Rafter.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Are there any other nominations? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome to take over.
Thank you. Would anyone like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our first meeting of 2016. Do a roll call. Trustee Harris?
Here.
Trustee Atwood?
Here.
Trustee Rafter here. President Guest is excused. Trustee Dart?
Here.
Trustee Green?
Here.
Trustee Dennis?
Here.
We're all here. Is there anyone who would like to see any changes to the agenda this evening? Anyone from the public who would like to see any changes? Can I then have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second? Moved by Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Dennis. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries to adopt the agenda. Announcements. Are there any announcements from the staff?
It's more of an introduction. Jason Vogel is here tonight as our new DEO officer. He officially started on Monday, so Jason, welcome.
Give us your whole biography, Jason.
My whole biography. Born and raised in Georgia Mitt, with the Sheriff's Department for 8 years now. My last 5 years on patrol have been here in Alloway. I'm excited for this opportunity, and don't be afraid to ask any questions if you have any. I'll be happy to help.
Thank you very much.
It has been tradition in the village of Alloway in the first meeting that you actually get out your taser and tase the village board president.
He's not here.
Or acting.
But in pro tem, you can do a spark test. That's
excellent. Okay, yes, welcome, Jason. Thank you. Any other announcements? Right.
Just that the Wisconsin Adult School Crossing Guard Recognition Week is January 11th through the 15th, and we'd like to thank our crossing guards for everything they do.
Thank you. We do have a lot of crossing guards here in Alloway.
Yes, we do.
Right, and some are full time, some fill in and run by.
And the full time is the thing. Man or the staff their corner on a regular basis in the fill-ins. Yes, there are those that obviously fill in when someone can't make it. So.
Wonderful. Well, thank you to them all. Debbie, any announcements?
Today at 5 p.m. was the deadline for submitting application or nomination papers to run for village president in April, and we have two candidates. We have Trustee Jim Rafter and Jeff Gulls.
Thank you. What is the last name?
Gulls, G-O-E-L-Z.
Thank you. Any other announcements from the board? Hearing none, we will close the announcements and move on to public appearances. Is there anyone from the audience who would like to speak about anything that's not on the agenda this evening?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've been on the bicycle and pedestrian committee for a number of years, and we're winding up. We're going to be terminating that committee, and we're working on our final plan. And we are having a meeting on Thursday, January 14th at 5 o'clock p.m., and we're looking for public input with regards to safely crossing Riverside Drive and pedestrian refuges and pedestrian crossings there, and possibly complete streets with regards to the Old Town Country Golf Club, which is now King and Plow's subdivision, and the village is going to be purchasing land right there. And there's a possibility of maybe putting in a sidewalk that would get that community over to Riverside Drive and then to the Fox River Trail. So we're going to be having this meeting here in Village Hall, January 14th at 5 o'clock p.m. And I'd like to encourage anybody who's interested in pedestrian crossings on Riverside Drive and the Fox River Trail to come to that meeting and give their input. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Is that on our website? If you can get it on there, that would be good. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight from the public? Okay, we will move on to old business, item number 5, action regarding letter to WISDOT restating the board's position on Riverside Drive. Brad, would you like to say anything? Or
yes, what it ended up doing is put this letter together, trying to capture everything that the board has discussed to reaffirm the position that the board has taken. There is a spelling error on item number 3. Those in the areas where it should be WHRE. But if this is the opportunity to decide whether or not this is the letter you would like to send or make changes to it, we discussed at the last board meeting that we would put together a letter from the board to the DOT and to our state representatives, Senator Coles, and to Congressman Ribble. So if you have any changes you'd like to see to the letter, please feel free to make those and get that letter going.
Great, thank you. And I'll read it real quickly, just so that the public can hear. This is to Andrew Fulser, Brown County Project Manager, WISDOT. Dear Andrew, having received substantial input from Alloway residents during the DOT public information meetings and several village board meetings regarding the future reconstruction of Highway 57, Riverside Drive, we are sending this correspondence to reaffirm the Village of Alloway's position on sidewalks and bicycle facilities along Riverside Drive, Highway 57, WISDOT project. For many reasons, which include but are not limited to cost, safety, impact to residential and commercial properties, and having nearby alternate facilities for bicycle traffic, the Village Board ultimately voted in favor of not including bicycle accommodations in the design of Riverside Drive, 2, maintaining the lane width at 11 feet and the width from curb to curb the same as it is now, 3, without impact to current property rights, widening the terrace and in those areas where it is very tight right now, consider use of commercial sidewalks to eliminate the impact to property owners. 4, including the sidewalks as designed, as proposed currently, and to consider extending it north to where the new trail just north of 172 goes down to the Fox River Trail. 5, not installing a crosswalk at Lazara Avenue. 6, having multiple crosswalks along the route to ensure safe crossing as residents attempt to access the Fox River Trail from the east side of Riverside Drive. The board wishes to thank the staff assigned to this project for arranging all the public information meetings. The decision the board has reached was difficult, but feels that it was in the best interest of our residents. Sincerely, Randall L. Guest, Village President. So, do I have a motion on this agenda item? Berman? We'll do that in discussion. Trustee Atwood. Trustee Atwood, motion to approve, seconded by Trustee Dennis. Any discussion? The only discussion item I have is that we received a letter from Mr. Sevenich, at 2394 Riverside Drive. His basic position is that he is not in favor of sidewalks or bike lanes or plowing the Fox River Trail. His letter is on file with the clerk if anyone wants to read it. But I thank Mr. Sevenich for his input. Okay, any other discussion? Okay. We'll open it up to the public if there's no issues with that. Would anyone from the public like to come up?
Roger Rutzlaw, 209 West Whitney Street. I think the one, I appreciate the board's concern for property owners along the roadway. That seems to be the only limiting factor with respect to excluding bicycle accommodations and minimizing sidewalks along the corridor. But I do want to point out that in virtually all communities in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the nation, bicycle and pedestrian traffic has increased and is increasing, and it would be probably unwise to not ask the designers to ensure that bicycle use on the roadway and pedestrian travel on the roadway certainly be made safe. Because the tenor of the letter seems to say that you wish to exclude bicycles from the roadway. But I can guarantee you that traffic will only increase. So if there are design features that the designers can employ to make travel safer for bicyclists in a normal travel lane, those should be employed, and I think you should link to that point in your letter to the DOT. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Yes?
Judy Poe, 2375 Riverside Drive. I don't know whether this is in line with being presented at this time or not, but I was just wondering whether you had had any more input from whether or not there will be the possibility of clearing the bike path, the walkway.
The Fox River Trail.
The Fox River Trail, thank you. And whether that is going to be allowed, that there then be bicycles on it.
Brad or Chris? Thank you, Judy.
We will be discussing that at next meeting on the 19th, okay. And we will have a gentleman from Brown County Parks, Matt Creasy, will be in attendance to answer questions for the board.
Great. So, Judy, the answer was, they're looking into that. That's going to be discussed at the January 19th meeting. And we're going to have someone from Brown County here to discuss that with us.
And I will not be in town.
You don't want to go out. You don't want to leave Green Bay this time of year.
Yes, I do.
Well, we are looking into that. And from the previous meetings, it's been my understanding that if we can do that, people want to be able to do that. That's what I heard at the meeting. So that's why we've asked the village staff to look into that. Yes, Roger.
I'm Roger Retzloff. Judy just, and I thank you, Judy, for reminding me. The main issue I'm bringing up is that you need to have a total transportation approach for the roadway. Kind of that's the big picture issue here. When you say you don't want certain accommodations and certain features in the roadway, you're automatically excluding, in this particular case, modes of transportation. And you really don't have alternative means for that. So somehow the big picture has to be addressed. I mean, we do have a bicycle and pedestrian plan in the works, but you know, this letter is kind of putting the cart before the horse in that sense, because what comes out of the plan may be something other than what you're stating. So and considering that the roadway reconstruction is 5 years down the road, there could be many changes that occur during that time. So again, I would err on the side of caution with respect to safety and providing as much access to the roadway corridor as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Would anyone else like to speak on this issue? Hearing none, we'll take up the rules. Any further discussion from the board? I'll just say one thing, and that is, I don't think it's our intent, it's surely not my intent, to suggest that we exclude bicycles from the roadway. And as I said in the meeting last time, in an ideal world, we'd widen and have a huge bike lane on each side and a big terrace and big sidewalks. We just simply don't have the room for it. And I think as a community, hopefully we can come together and find the best compromise. And based on the input from the meetings a couple of weeks earlier and the enthusiasm for plowing the trail as one option to help people move back and forth, I was personally encouraged by that. Not saying it's an official roadway or an official pedestrian mode of transportation, but it's what we can do. And Roger, you're right. With the road construction being 5 years away, it would be nice if we had that time to wait for other things, but the state is telling us it's going into design. And so we have to let them know at this point in time, this is our position. And whether that change over time with different things that may happen, who knows. But from a pedestrian perspective, we're not saying no to sidewalks. We're saying yes to the current design for the sidewalk to allow people to get across Riverside Drive. So hopefully that's going to work. Anything else from anyone? Okay, we have a motion on the table to approve the letter with the one change to the typo. And we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion to approve the letter passes. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone in our community who has presented input. I'm sure it'll still be an ongoing discussion. Item number six, right?
Yeah.
Item number six, Resolution 2016-01, adoption of the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, recommendation from Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee. We will open it up first to Mr. Clark to fill us in on things.
I believe all the board members had received a copy of the plan for your review as well. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank our Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee for all the hard work that they put in to assisting and completing the plan. And our consultant, Respire Corporation, did an excellent job, I think, on gathering information from the community, on doing a needs assessment on what we felt that the community is looking for and what we can do, not only in the short term, say 1 to 5 years of what this plan really encompasses, but also in the long term, 10 plus years, so that we do have ideas of the direction we want to go, gives us options on types of improvements we want to look at in our park system, as well as some cost estimates, so we know how to plan for funding for those improvements over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So, but once again, like I said, I really appreciate all the hard work that the committee put into it, as well as our consultant.
Thank you, Chris. And for those in our audience, this is the plan. A lot of work went into it, and so thank you to you, your staff, and the committee. I'm sure this is on display here at Village Hall for anyone who wants to see it.
That is correct, and we will be putting that digital copy on our website as well.
That's a lot of online reading, but thank you. Okay, do we have a motion for the adoption of the Comprehensive Outdoor Plan? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
To approve, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
That's to adopt the resolution, correct?
Yes, to adopt the resolution.
Just for the record, as sitting on this committee, I'd like to tip my hat to Chris. It truly is a comprehensive plan that is very well put together and very well followed through. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? We have a motion on the table to approve or to adopt the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to approve the resolution or to adopt the resolution passes. Thank you very much. Item number 7, action regarding 2015 property tax for parcels AL-125-7 and AL-125-8 Riverside Drive. Mr. Lang?
I put at your chair tonight some of the background information from when we were first contacted by the county in for any interest in purchasing the property, and what was deleted or missed was the 2015 taxes that would have been owed to that for that property. Right now, I would like the board not to take any action tonight, but we'll put it on the January 19th meeting for action, so that we can spend a little bit more time trying to figure out if in fact we are truly liable for all the taxes, prorated. So those are some of the questions that we're still trying to get answered, but I wanted to make sure that this was out into the public, and it would add to the cost that we paid for that property. If we pay in full right now, the taxes on those two parcels equate to roughly $9,000. If I read it correctly, we would then be reimbursed by the county village portion of the taxes and any special assessments that may be associated with that, which is the stormwater management, and there was some weed control that was taking place on those two properties as well. So if you wouldn't mind, I would like to encourage the board not to take any action tonight, but to put this on the next board meeting for an action item. And hopefully we'll have the answers at that point for you.
Brad, can you... Maybe you don't know the answer to this, but we bought the property for back taxes, what was owed.
Correct.
But that part wasn't back yet, right? That wasn't considered back taxes.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, I've asked a few of the questions as far as once the county took over ownership of the property, from that point on, it would be tax-exempt property, so therefore it wouldn't be...
Good argument.
Subject to not being a taxable parcel for the entire year. So those are some of the questions that we're still trying to answer.
How long was Brown County holding that property?
They gained ownership of that property, I believe it was August 19th.
Okay.
So not long.
Not long before we bought it.
No.
Brad, do you know if the approximate $9,000, is that all 365 days worth of taxes, or is that the portion of the year before we took ownership?
That's the entire.
It's 365 days at this point. Okay. Thank you.
It's like the hot potato, the last one who's holding it gets to pay for it all. Any other questions for Brad? Okay. I will then make a motion to table this issue until our meeting on January 19th. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to table passes. Thank you. We will take, if it's okay with everyone, we'll do item 8A through C as one item, the consent agenda. Do I have a motion? Trustee Harris moves to approve. Do I have a second? Trustee Dennis. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85, 1 and E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session? Sale of parcels AL-127-7, AL-125-8, Riverside Drive. Motion by Trustee Dennis, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Rafter. Here. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Dennis.
Aye.
We're in closed session.